T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Hey, it's Thursday at 9. It's Rami Makhlouf season. What's up, old chap?
How's it going, Bart?
Oh, good. We were just talking about...
Old chap?
Yeah.
Is that a thing you're using now, or is that just a one-off?
Yeah, one-off.
Okay.
Was hoping you didn't mention it.
Okay.
Just trying to get in and get out.
You got to try new things.
Yeah, you got to... Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
So one new thing I want to do is we were just talking. I want to take my son. We were thinking a Brewer game.
Yeah.
I looked at the average price of a ticket. They just came out with a new study for a Brewer game. Baseball's about $250. Brewers too. And that's a family of four, tickets, parking, concessions. Obviously, you could do it cheaper, but 200? The average is $250.
$200 for a family.
$250.
Oh, $250. Okay.
So I want to sit, you know, with a 3-year-old, he'll be. I want to sit with good seats so that he can actually see what's happening. But then the ticket price goes up, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to, because he's not been to a baseball game before. We've seen like a high school game, but I'm going to take him to a Milkman game, and then when he's a little older, we'll go to a Brewer game.
At what age do you have to pay for a ticket?
I think 3 is the cutoff. If they don't have their own seat.
Okay.
So if I want him to have his own seat, which I would, then I have to pay.
Why does he need to have his own seat? He's not going to be sitting in that thing.
I don't want to sit on my... But then, that's the other part is, how long would we... We're not watching a 9-inning baseball game.
No.
We're walking around. We're getting in late. We're leaving early.
Sure. So is this a cost thing? Is it a convenience thing? What's prevented you from doing it till now?
What's prevented me?
Yeah.
The pandemic.
Okay. All right. But I mean that. I don't know if you heard Dr. Fauci. We're out of the pandemic, Bart.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Then why did I have COVID last month?
I don't know, man. I'm just going with the science. Look. I've trusted what that guy has said till now. I'm not going to stop now when he says it's over.
Say it's over?
He said we're out of the pandemic.
Did he say we're in an endemic?
No, he said we're out of. I only saw a clip because, you know, that's how we...
Because the pandemic is one thing. An endemic means it's here and we live with it.
Like the flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can come to work with the... Well, you shouldn't come to work with the flu.
You shouldn't come to work with the flu. No, I've been telling you and other people this for years.
Yeah, but like if Al Horford had the flu in game one, I mean, they'd let him play. There's not going to be like, oh, Giannis, remember when he put up 40 in the COVID game?
Yeah, I hate to break this to you or anybody else, but you're not as important to your workplace as Giannis is. Stay your ass at home.
I also hate to break this to you. Jordan did not have the flu. He had bad pizza.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
and maybe some bad drinks along with that.
Why does everybody have to assume the worst? He was hungover. He didn't retire. He was suspended for gambling. Like, people just love to throw stuff out there, man, with nothing, with no evidence whatsoever.
Yeah. I see. You just went on a vacation.
I did.
I didn't know there was a music fest along with this vacation.
I didn't go to the music fest.
So what did you go for?
The people I was with went to the music fest.
So they would go to the music. So because I'm envisioning this.
Yeah.
This kind of feels like my, junior year of college, mm-hmm. where we party, and then they leave for 4 or 5 hours because I was a May birthday, so I'm not 21. And then I party by myself, and then they come back and the party continues.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, have you been to a music fest, Bart? Do you know how they work?
Of course, I am a cool man.
Okay. Well, there are acts all day. There are acts all day on various stages. And so you buy a 3-day pass for that, and you want to see some of the acts, and you don't want to see some of the acts. The Airbnb we were staying at was within walking distance of the music festival. So I didn't spend a ton of time alone. Saturday, I was alone for like, I don't know, 2-3 hours in the middle of the day. Perfect amount of time to take a nap after I spent all day drinking in the sun. It was perfect. Sunday night, I was alone most of the night, but it was raining, and it was the last day of the trip, and I had done a lot of drinking, so I was very okay with being alone. Cooked a nice dinner in the Airbnb, watched some basketball, hung out on the porch, looked out over the ocean while the storms were coming in. So it was fine with me having some alone time, to be quite frank.
Did you have any cake by the ocean?
No cake by the ocean, no.
Did you did you go to the ocean at all? I saw this giant conversation about Rami's fear of the ocean.
You hold on. You say that like you don't talk about some dumb stuff. I got the inference. I got the insinuation in your tone. Like you don't do. You just spent an hour talking about taking your son to a game. That's about your life. That's about what's going on in your life.
Oh, no, I mentioned that. I mentioned because I hate when people on Facebook are like, hey, Milwaukee peeps, need a great brunch spot. Go.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, I hate that.
Why?
Just ask people crowdsource on your radio show like I do.
Oh, so I shouldn't have asked people what to do in Nashville?
Well, okay, I think what I hate is if you... I hate the phrasing. So if you want to be like, hey, I'm going to be in Nashville for the night, give me some good suggestions.
Okay.
I hate when it's like, hey, Nashville peeps.
I know I don't have any Nashville peeps. Hey, why would I have Nashville peeps?
Hey, Green Bay peeps. Peeps.
No, I don't do that.
And then when you just say, go, as if everyone's like, ooh, another time to recommend to an acquaintance that I haven't seen since high school. I would go to Titletown Brewery. They are right next to Stadium, and they have a good time. Ooh, I hope she takes my reference.
People do like giving recommendations.
Well, I just took an hour of phone calls on the baseball game.
Exactly. People do love to give a recommendation. They love to feel like they know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I know the spot, and I'm going to share it, and I'm going to be loved for it.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing wrong with that. You're getting help. They're getting, you know, the feeling of helping, the satisfaction of helping somebody and shining their light, their knowledge on the world. So I see nothing wrong with it.
So tell me more about this fear of the ocean, because I don't...
The word peeps is annoying, though.
Terrible food, terrible word.
I've used it.
Oh, I can't. I can't.
You can't use peeps?
I can't. I also don't like saying folks.
Folks?
Yeah.
Well, you don't pronounce the L in folks.
Folks?
It's just folks.
Well, it's hard to say, and it's not easy to use.
You're still pronouncing the L. You're still pronouncing
And it. Rogers said it once, so I don't
it's
say
just
it.
Folks.
Yeah, Rogers said it once. Mm-hmm. I think Rogers should be at training camp. Or whatever this is.
OTAs?
Yeah, not even to practice. I think he should be there because a lot of times these guys are always like, oh, I watched up, grow up watching Aaron Rodgers, and it's so like surreal to see him. Get that out of the way. Come here and get that out of the way.
Just to see him standing on the sideline and not practicing?
Yeah, start a rapport. Yeah.
That's a good way to start your son off with football. Not take him to an actual game. Just take him to go watch Aaron Rodgers stand on the sideline.
Oh, God, I ain't ever being one of those railbirds again. I've done it. I've gone up to watch training camp.
So what do you want to know about me in the ocean? What?
I want to know, because I don't totally disagree with you.
I do.
The ocean, how do I want to talk about the ocean? Mm-hmm. So when we grew up, my parents, they liked to go to Florida because they wanted to go to the ocean.
They should write a book about that.
It's called Welcome to Florida, actually. They did write
one. Oh, they did?
Yeah, Welcome to Florida. Huh. It's one couple's journey about after they had four kids and raised them, and they always liked to vacation, and they thought this might be a great place. Florida might be a great place to live. But along the way, they discovered that living in Florida was different than vacationing in Florida, and certainly different than the life that they knew back in Wisconsin. It's available on Amazon or wherever books are sold, comma,
wherever
not really,
sold.
No.
Oh.
Basically just Amazon.
Okay. Good to know.
Ooh, Corey mentions this. The other phrase he hates is when people say, "Hey, Nashville, I am going to be in you this weekend." Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a weird way to put it.
Yeah, and it's funny, the first way. Yeah. Another phrase I hate is, "I threw up in my mouth a little."
Oh, I say that all the time.
It's stupid.
Doesn't that, I think that really tells the whole story of how you're feeling.
I don't know. I mean, how often do you do it?
Every Thursday at 9.
Okay. Hey, radio peeps, new guests for Thursday at 9 suggestions. Go! Oh, wait, I don't like booking guests.
Sorry, my bad.
It's too hard. So
Will Salmon joins the Rami show this afternoon at 3:30.
I like Will.
Yeah, he's good.
The ocean thing.
Yeah.
So my parents always wanted to go to the beach. And I just think being on the beach is like the dumbest waste of time ever. You just sit there.
Yeah. I couldn't do it with any sort of regularity. I needed this trip, though. I needed to just lay on the beach and
okay, yeah, maybe
and have a few drinks. Yeah,
yeah, a little Mai Tais.
Yeah, I was drinking seltzers and like something that they threw in a blender and handed to me. I'm not sure what it was.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, it was real good. It's fruity. Icy.
So you went on vacation and just drank something you didn't know was in it, yet you won't get the vaccine? Just kidding.
I have an idea of what's in it. You know, there was fruit.
Where do I get my next booster? I need another booster.
Ice and alcohol.
I don't know where to go.
Yeah, when can we get another booster?
I don't know.
That sweet, sweet booster. Literally put it in my veins.
Yeah. The booster's like, "Hey, Rami, I'm going to be inside you this weekend." So I just want to talk about the ocean for a second.
Yeah, let's talk about the ocean.
It's a sports talk show.
Mm-hmm.
The ocean, here's some of the things that I think are cons about the ocean.
Okay.
There's too much stuff under your feet. There's weeds, there's rocks, there's little fishies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the taste of the salt water in my mouth when that happens.
Dude, so I went in the ocean. I got in the ocean. I was coaxed out into the ocean. I had some drinks. I was coaxed out into the ocean. And I was like, I'm going up to my knees, and that's it. And I did. I went up to my knees. And this is the thing about the ocean, man. You don't know. It's unpredictable. You don't know what's under the water. You don't know. Like, the waves, they look small, but then they come in big, and they come in hard, and they come in fast. And a rogue wave caught me off. I started enjoying it. You know, I was like, oh, this is nice. Feet are wet. Water is soothing. And Bart, this stretch of beach, there were like no seashells, no rocks under your feet. It was just pure, clean sand and ocean water. So I was like, okay, there's a little bit of seaweed floating around your ankles, maybe a fish here and there coming by. But it's pretty, pretty cool, pretty calm. And then this rogue wave, just as I'm starting to like settle in, just comes and smacks me in the face, dude. Just smacks me in the face. I got salt water. People say it's relaxing, it's soothing, it's not, man. It's violent. It's loud. It's unpredictable. It's a lot of unknowns. I just don't get it. I don't get what you're getting out of going in the ocean, like what the benefits are. I know Toby is there and he's a big ocean lover. I don't get it, man. It's not fun. It's not soothing. It's not relaxing. It's just kind of dangerous and gross. That's all that it is. It's dangerous and gross.
Well, I want to hear Toby's pros in a second. My pro of the ocean is that you can look and like see the horizon.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm going to do that, I would rather be in a pool on the ocean.
And we had a pool on the ocean.
Yeah, and then that I liked.
I did that.
The other thing is, the thing that I thought, you know, growing up, I thought the worst threat to all humanity was quicksand. Whether it was from TV shows or what, I thought that quicksand was for sure going to be the way that I die. Mm-hmm. Now the odds are probably a gun, since nobody cares about that. Everyone just gets shot all the time. Mm-hmm. But I thought it'd be quicksand. So I was always afraid of quicksand.
But is that quicksand?
And I guess if you're in quicksand, don't fight it. You're supposed to like wiggle your way out, but not like your way out, you know?
But that's not quicksand in the ocean. Like the sand.
No, but they're on the beach. On the beach. Quicksand on the beach.
There's quicksand on the beach?
Well, we went to Jamaica when I was like 5, and my parents gave me like a 3-hour lecture on quicksand. Or it could have been 2 seconds. I don't know. Memory's weird when you're a kid. I just know I was scared of the quicksand.
But like the ocean is beautiful.
I went to Jamaica and thought I was going to die in quicksand.
The sunrise, the sunset over the ocean, depending on which coast you're on. Beautiful. It is. It's a beautiful thing from the shore. It's a beautiful thing from a pool. It's not beautiful when you're in there, man. There's nothing beautiful or soothing or relaxing or fun about it.
So, Toby, tell me why the ocean is worth your time.
See, everything that Rami said, where he said it's not soothing and all these different things, I think it is. Maybe it's because I've been to different oceans as opposed
but
to just what...
How, Toby? What is soothing about it? Because the waves are loud. They're smacking you in the face.
Well, you don't go too far in. You just sit down and relax and have the waves come rushing over you. You enjoy the sand and walk around and look and see what you can find on the beach. And then if you're in a nicer location where they have things like coral and stuff and fish and the water's clean, you can go snorkeling and see what's under the water. Love that stuff, man. One of my favorite memories.
What? You go snorkeling?
Yeah.
Snorkeling?
Well, okay, not in the U.S. We went to Australia, and we went to some islands off the coast, and then you go snorkeling around and see the coral of the Great Barrier Reef, see some of the fish, some of the reef sharks, your favorite thing, Rami.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to bother you. You're not bothering them. They're not going to bother you.
Wait, you're just out there with, like, you see a shark, and you're just like, oh, no problem, he won't bother me.
Yeah, he's on the bottom of the floor. It's probably, like, you know, 12 feet deep or whatever where I'm at.
Bart,
just
that's
floating
crazy.
On the surface. I was
that's
following
insane.
The shark.
That's insane.
Excuse me?
You follow sharks?
Yeah, why not? It's
well,
not
you know, that's not a
me.
Bad strategy, because if a shark comes up to you, you know, all of a sudden the human's scared. But if you turn around and be the shark to the shark, it's a good strategy.
No, it's not. No, stay the hell away from sharks, man. Toby, would you do that in the forest? Like, if you saw a bear, you'd just be like, oh, cool, bear. I'm going to follow him.
The difference is, like, this shark's not coming up to get me.
Yeah, sharks don't even like humans.
You don't know if a bear is coming to get you.
Well, it'd be like, for me, it'd be like if I'm on, like, some bridge or something and looking down at a bear, and then the bear starts climbing up a tree, then maybe I run. But
no, I'm saying, like, you're on a hike in a forest.
I'm not going to go walk up to a bear because they're on the same level as me. If this shark were swimming 3 feet below me, I'm not going to swim by it. But if it's 15 feet below me...
How fast a shark can swim?
If
the shark can see you, it can eat you. I'm telling you that right now. If a shark can see you, it can eat you.
It's not coming to get me. I promise you.
Okay. All right, neither is a bear. Go hang out with bears.
Yeah,
dude.
But this is like how many people do sharks kill a year?
I do know one person who got their foot bit by a shark.
Oh, never mind.
You know somebody.
Well, she goes surfing in Florida all the time. It happens.
Shark deaths per year.
And it's a pretty notorious beach for shark attacks.
Like, there's a lot of different ways that...
I don't know who this person is, Bart, or Toby, and I don't mean to insult any of your friends or loved ones, but you got to be a real idiot to go swimming someplace.
She was surfing.
That's notorious for shark attacks. What are you doing? What's wrong with
you? Yeah, they
people?
Call this part of the lake Shark Lake.
Oh, let me dive in. What is wrong with people?
There was one fatal shark attack in the U.S. in 2018.
In the U.S., what about the world? Why are we only talking about the U.S.?
Because you live in the U.S.
Mm.
Things that you could die on the way here today. You could die from your terrible cholesterol today.
You're giving me this lecture? Hey, I've fixed my diet, all right? I'm only eating red meat and pork once a week.
Oh, you know what I might try to do is go keto for a little bit.
Yeah?
I did not have any bread yesterday of any kind. I might try to cut out carbs for a little bit.
I don't think I could do it. I love pasta and bread too much.
Well, yesterday I had chicken. Mm-hmm. I had cheese. Mm-hmm. And I had a pizza and a bag of chips, so no carbs. Oh,
doing
wait a
great,
minute.
Bud.
No, no pizza, no chips. I had a sandwich, but my bread was turkey. And my cheese was cheese. Yeah, my bread was turkey. I just ate
turkey.
Because the turkey replaced the bread. I just ate the cheese and the turkey and the chicken.
So you had a sandwich without bread?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing. Turkey doesn't replace bread.
It was okay. So yeah, okay.
Wait, so the turkey, you had chicken.
It was like a turkey taco.
But without a tortilla.
No, if I get a chicken taco at like Taco Bell or KFC or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be carb free.
No. The flour tortilla has carbs.
Well, no tortilla. The chicken's the tortilla.
They don't have corn tortillas at Taco Bell.
Do they still have the double down where the chicken is the bread and the chicken is the chicken?
Oh, that was a KFC creation, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I ever
made it. It's actually not a bad idea.
No, it's not. No,
it's not a bad idea at all.
It got laughed at the time, but.
To make the chicken the bread?
Yeah.
Put some bacon in between, some cheese, a little tomato.
Yeah, I just think the part about the ocean is it's stinky and you get weeds on your feet. I'm not even talking about sharks.
Yeah. No, that everything that Toby just said is crazy.
Yeah, like, did you grow up by an ocean or something?
No, I did not, but I've been going to the ocean for my entire life, and I love it. And the waves crashing against you, when I was a kid, we would jump into the waves and get knocked over. I love it. It was fun.
That's not fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
You jump against the waves and see if you can get through it or if it knocks you over.
Yeah, I saw people doing that.
And then you end up on the seabed and your face
is sand. Well, you're supposed to dive under the wave.
No. You dive against it and see if you can beat it. Like, you pretend like you're trying to tackle someone or something, and then the wave just obliterates you.
That sounds like someone devoid of human contact, Toby.
Yeah, I was homeschooled.
Oh.
No, I was not, actually.
Okay. All right. Rami, there's something else I wanted to ask you about.
Me and my cousin would both do it. I think it was my cousin. I don't know. Maybe it was my imaginary friend.
Do you ever get to the lakes around here? Do you ever go?
I don't actually like swimming that much.
You just like jumping in the waves?
Yeah, I'm just screwing around.
You know, they have like wave pools at Noah's Ark you could try?
I almost died in a wave pool.
Really?
Yeah. That might be my thing about ocean.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of something.
Because I definitely was thinking about that when I was out there and those waves are coming at me. That memory definitely flashed through my mind.
Hmm.
My brother did the old, you know, older brother stuff. Dunked me under the water in a wave pool. And a wave just like washed me away. And there was just legs everywhere. I was under the water and the wave pool was full. And there was just legs and feet kicking everywhere. And the waves were crashing, washing me around left and right, back and forth. And then it knocked me right into a ladder. Thank God it knocked me right into a ladder.
Damn, dude.
To climb out of the pool. And I climbed out of the pool.
That is messed.
Yeah, dude. It was terrifying.
Could you imagine if you didn't make it, we would never be doing this great segment right
exactly,
now?
Exactly, yeah.
I saw...
imagine how your brother would feel if he murdered you.
Nah, he gets over it.
Probably.
Here's another thing I need to pick your brain about. Would you give a foul ball to your kid if you caught it?
No.
Rami says no. You put a poll up last night. 82% said yes.
My imaginary kid, yes.
So what you're saying is if you catch a foul ball at a game, you keep it and do not give it to a kid nearby?
Yes.
Now, here's something that I will say.
That includes in the press box.
All right. Let me say this in defense of you. Let me say this in defense of you. Because I think the answer is obviously yes, you give it to a kid.
No.
But a long time ago, this was not customary. A long time ago, you went to a game, you caught a foul ball. You just caught a foul ball, and that was it. People around you clapped. You know, kids around you looked at you and thought, that's cool. So a long time ago, it was fair game. Then
yeah,
one day,
I don't know where, I don't know
one
where
guy
started.
One day decided to impress somebody or whatever. He thought, I'm going to give this ball to a kid. And now it almost became customary. So now, here's where I'm advocating for you. It almost became, like, what's even the point of catching a foul ball? You almost have to give it to a kid now.
Yeah, why would I even try to catch a foul ball if they're all just going to kids?
Well, the joy of the moment. You know, I see these guys catching it in their beers and then chugging their beers, which is...
That's gross.
Gross.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
What are we doing as a society?
Do you go to BP and are you giving a kid a ball if you get it in BP? Like you're just standing in the outfield?
If I'm in the stands at a baseball game and I happen to catch a ball or come in possession of a ball, it's my ball. It's
really?
Not anybody else's ball. It's my ball. And it's going home with me.
See, I like to go to BP and then like stand around. Obviously, there's little kids around. And if I catch a ball, give it to one of the little kids around. It did rub me the wrong way. I'll give real quick, Rami. It did rub me the wrong way. One time I was there and I got a ball. A player threw it to me and I gave it to the kid standing next to me. And he was so happy. And then he ran over and gave it to his dad and then was back begging for balls again. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's exactly the problem right there.
And some of these kids, it's like they're in on it with the dad. It's like you get the ball and then daddy can have the ball.
That's exactly that. We're teaching them entitlement. We're teaching them the world will just give you what you want. And they're just going to come back for more. You know, it's like squirrels or birds. You feed them off the back porch. They're just going to keep coming to your back porch. And you're gonna have a squirrel infestation. You're going to have bird poop. Everywhere. Don't do it. You're actually harming those children by giving them a foul ball. You're actually harming them. You're teaching them entitlement. You're teaching them the world will just give you what you want. You don't have to work for it. That's what you're teaching them. Stop it.
No, this is a rare argument that you are making where while I think I disagree with you, I can actually see your point.
Yeah.
I don't think you're just doing it for ratings, as they say.
I'm not going to chase down baseballs. I'm not going to push a kid out of the way. I'm not going to reach over top of a kid and get the baseball. If I did that by accident, I would give that kid the baseball. You know what I mean? But if I'm just sitting in my seat and I catch a ball or a ball ricochets around and ends up in my lap or under my seat and I get that baseball, that's my baseball.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I think that, you know, here, so sometimes kids, you know, we assume now that it really does make a kid's day if they get a ball and go home with a ball, and it could change their life, and you can make them a baseball fan forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always the case. Nothing's absolute. But then, like with you, so you catch a foul ball, and then what? They catch a foul ball, it's on their mantle forever. They tell their friends a story forever. They maybe get an interest in baseball they didn't have before. You catch a foul ball, it goes in a box. Where's it go?
Yeah, it's going in a box.
So then what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
Why do you have it? It's junk now. It becomes junk.
I have a whole box of junk.
Well, get rid of it.
That I might one day, when I'm old and feeling nostalgic and want to look back on my life, I'm going to open that box of junk.
Yeah, I had a might one day box, and I just looked at it recently, and it was me doing a recorded school play in fourth grade, and I didn't might one day listen to it. I might one day threw it in the trash. So a lot of that might one day is garbage.
That's not what I got in there. That's not what I got in there. I have real memories in there. I have a lot of real good, real memories in there.
No.
And I'm looking forward to that day.
A box full of baseballs.
A box full of baseballs.
Stole from
there
kids.
There might be a baseball in there. You know what? There might be
you
a baseball.
You don't even
in there.
Know.
I don't.
Ridiculous.
I don't.
Disgusting.
It's one box. Like,
okay. Foul ball. How about a home run ball? You're at Wrigley. You throw it back because Christian Yelich hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you do?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I'm throwing that.
So you're keeping
back.
A foul ball, not giving it to a kid. You're catching a home run ball and throwing it back on the field.
Yes.
I think that is poor.
What do you mean?
Keep the ball. A foul ball is a foul ball. There's 900 of them a game.
You do know that there are bleacher bums out there who have extra baseballs. And a lot of the time when somebody catches a home run ball, they will slide you a dummy ball that you throw out onto the field so you can.
That's even worse. If you're gonna do a tradition, do a tradition. That's even worse. Knowing that makes me even more disgusted. So they're not. They think they're so cool because they're throwing the home run ball back. At least that's like, hey, not in my yard. But yeah. They're keeping that ball and throwing a dummy ball.
Often that is what's going on.
Disgusting.
If you watch closely, that is often what's going on. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
God.
But I would throw it back, even if I didn't have a dummy ball. I would throw it back.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Let me ask you this one.
All right.
Here's a scenario.
No, this whole thing is like this notion that it takes a village to raise a child. That's just lazy parenting.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Raise your children.
Oh, my God. Do you know how hard it is to raise a kid?
Yeah.
You know, Rami thinks you just prop the kid up in the corner of the room like a lamp, and then when it's time to go to bed, you rock him for a few minutes.
Look,
and it's over.
I'll admit to you right here, right now, I don't know how hard it is to raise a kid. You know why I don't know how hard it is to raise a kid? Because I chose not to have kids, you know? You did. So now you took on that workload. That was your choice. All right? Don't make this my problem.
I can't even respond to this. It's so ridiculous. I mean, raising a kid is very challenging.
Did I get
rewarding,
to participate in the making of the kid? Did I get to have that fun?
Rami,
no,
I barely got to participate in that either, okay?
I
so let's not talk too much about the participation.
I just get the work part. Y'all get the fun. I get the work. Oh, this is a great deal.
No, it's hard. I mean, it's hard.
Good. Should be.
Jeez.
That's what you decided to take on.
See, and I really don't think you'll ever have a kid.
A lot of things are hard. No, I probably won't.
And so
a lot of things
you'll
are hard.
You'll always just never know and be wrong about this.
Putting on a radio show every day is hard. I don't ask society to help me with it. I just wake up and I put together a radio show.
Okay, I'll tell you. Parenting is a lot harder when your kid will not get in the bath and then not listen to you than it is to say, God, I don't know what I'm going to talk about for 40 minutes. Oh, do you guys think I should go to a Brewer game or a Milkman? Ring, 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 ring. Yeah, I don't need help. I don't need help doing a radio show from the guy who's like, here's a topic that will spur phone calls. Why should I talk for 3 hours when... 3 hours! 3 hours! Why should I talk for 3 hours when I can get other people to call in?
I'll
takes a village to do the Rami show.
I hate talking to myself. I really do.
You're on the radio.
I know. I just don't like talking to
myself.
Hey,
how was doing Cubs pre and post? I listened to some. That was cool.
It was very cool, man.
On the score.
It was very, very cool. That's a bucket list thing for me.
Man, that is cool.
It was pretty awesome.
Good for you.
You know... I was like, and I know you do this too, Bart. I listen to interviews of people I admire and like try to learn how they got where they got, where they think they had missteps or mistakes or things they regretted. And I always hear like, and Jerry Seinfeld is probably the one that sticks out the most. Like, I didn't enjoy it while it was going on. I didn't take the time to sit back and enjoy it while it was going on. And like 10 minutes before I was doing that Cubs post-game show, somebody texted me. And they said, this is a really cool moment for you. Sit back and take it in. And I did. I did exactly that. I was so happy they texted me and reminded me to do that. I just sat back in that chair, and I looked around that studio, and I got chills, and I got tears in my eyes knowing I was about to do this thing. And that was a very, very cool moment for me. I know that was a really serious, sappy moment on this show, which you usually don't get, but that was a very, very cool moment for me right there.
Don't tell me what I do and do not sap.
It was pretty awesome.
This might be a little controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the foul ball discussion.
Yeah.
Somebody hits a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Milestone home run for them.
Mm-hmm.
Are they entitled to get it back?
Entitled, no. They should make it worth your while.
I mean, but then they're always like, because you could, like, let's say, who's the guy? Didn't somebody catch Bond's home run or whatever? And it's a ton of money. And they could get a ton of money. Or it's like, hey, you can get an autographed Bonds jersey and 4 tickets to Giants game of your choice non-weekend.
No, what I would do
They never
is,
give you the value of what you could get elsewhere.
Yeah, there's no way I'm doing that. I would do a little research and find out what items like that have garnered in the past, and then I'm going to make sure that whatever I'm getting in return is equal or greater to that. Doesn't have to be monetary, you know what I mean?
But I think the teams do a good job of like pressuring the person into, hey, this deal has to happen today.
Yeah, don't you're not going to. I'm again.
Cuz what are you going to do? You're going to call the Brewers and be like, "Yeah, I'd like to talk to Christian Yelich. I caught his 500th home run ball, please."
I'm the guy
who don't care about that anymore.
I'm the guy who won't give the kid the foul ball in the stands. I don't succumb to peer pressure. That's not a thing that I do. So the Brewers or anybody else trying to pressure me is not going to work. I need equal or greater value for this baseball as to what I would get out there on the market. Whatever that might be. Give me like a pile of memorabilia that I can sell and make that kind of money, but I need equal or greater value. I'm not doing this, you know, because it's the right thing to do. Nah, screw that. I want my money.
Well, I mean, would you want money? Would you want memorabilia? I think I would want season tickets in a box. If it's like Nate Orff's first home run, geez, you'll be lucky to get a 50-50 ticket for free.
That's short-term thinking. I want money. I don't want seats to a game.
Yeah, but do teams flat out? I don't think they just flat out pay you.
I want money or something with monetary value.
Yeah, and then they probably make you claim it on your taxes.
Whatever, that's fine. But I need money or something with monetary value. Just going to see more baseball games. I could go see more baseball games myself. I don't need the Brewers giving me tickets. I need things that I can make some money off of.
Because it always seems like people have this, and for the first minute they're like, "Wow, I can get so much," and then the teams like talk them down to get an autographed bat by the whole team. Although Ryan Braun like mysteriously wasn't in the locker room that day, and then you don't get his autograph. You know, it always feels like they talk you down.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving into that. Make it worth my while, or I'm keeping this.
All right, well, what do you got coming up on the Rami show today?
Coming up on the Rami show today, Bart, like I said, we'll talk with Will Salmon at 3:30 about the Brewers. He covers the Brewers for The Athletic. I want to have a Jordan Love discussion with folks today and see what exactly you're hoping to get from that guy in his time as a Packer, however much time that might be. And I'm still kind of figuring out the rest.
Oh, it sounds a lot like what we did today.
Did you really?
Yeah, I made some Jordan Love. I dissected. It was a very, if you guys missed this, it was a very informational 20-30 minutes of what I did. I took the Jordan Love press conference, mm-hmm. the 6 minutes, mm-hmm. and what I did was I dissected some of the things that Jordan Love said, but then I also dissected and explained how these Q&As work from the reporter standpoint. Because Jordan Love's in the locker room the other day, and all people care about is his reaction to the Rodgers stuff. That's all people want to know. Mm-hmm. That's all the reporters want to ask. But then we went through the questions that were asked, and for the first 2 minutes, it was like questions that the people didn't even listen to the answers to. It's kind of like, let's ask 2 minutes, get, I don't know, vague questions out of the way to make them comfortable or whatever, and then we'll start hitting the Rodgers questions. And then at the end, Packers.com, your boy Hodkowitz, he's like, "Oh, there's too many Rodgers questions." So then he dove in with like a Tom Clemens question. So I described to people how that works. It was very informational.
Good. People know. People are more informed, more educated.
Thanks. Yeah, the numbers on the stream like cratered when I was doing it. But
you watch streaming numbers while you're doing the show?
What?
You watch streaming numbers while you're doing the show?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Toby, does he watch streaming numbers while he's doing the show?
No comment.
No. Okay.
All right. I couldn't, dude. I could not do that. I'm sorry. Because that is the one, like, real-time sort of ratings. Oh,
they did
feedback.
Actually dip a little bit when we first had you on.
Really?
Yeah. But people, they've been climbing since.
People don't know what they're missing.
No, they've been climbing since.
Oh, well, there you go. I bring people in.
Well, I think it's a lot of people are like, "This is a great conversation. I'd rather enjoy it on the podcast."
People were calling them and texting them like, "Are you hearing this?"
Yeah.
You got to turn on Bart and Robbie.
They're talking about, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, you could pop quiz me on what we talked about right now. I don't even know.
I said, "Raise your own damn kids."
Oh, yeah, that was kind of stupid. I might turn off I might turn off the show too. All right, Rami. Well, are you going to be, are you working next Tuesday? Because I keep doing your show and I'm never talking
next
to
Tuesday
you.
Next Tuesday, I will be there, yeah.
I'm talking to Sam. I'm talking to Toby. Not that I don't like that. It's just like I thought I was
coming. I don't
think
I have any days off in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that'll change.
5 days a week for your boy.
Yeah, you know, 3-day headaches
actually,
pop up.
Actually, yeah, at the end of June, beginning of July.
Oh, yeah?
But till then, yeah.
You going anywhere cool?
Me and my bro and my nephew, before my nephew goes off to college, we're going to do a little baseball stadium tour. We're going to hit up a few parks.
Do you know which ones?
I think my brother put the whole thing together, but I think Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Milwaukee and Chicago, maybe Minnesota.
Sounds like 5 rainouts and 1 game at Miller Park.
God, I hope not, man. Really hope not.
You'll get at least one.
We're going to do that. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. So that's
well, enjoy. Always cherish our time together.
I love you, Bart.
I love you too, Rami. See ya.
Thank you. Toby, love you, bud.
Love you too, Rami.
There we go.
Y'all have a fine day.
Rami Makhlouf, Rami Show, coming up later today at 3. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Today, we're back right after these words.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Devin, a great series win, back-to-back saves for you, your fourth save over here on the season, and your first time in your career, you're going 3 straight days. What did you feel physically today coming in to know that you would be available for the situation today?
Brother's gone. I got to fill in. You know, it's my job now that he's not here, and I'm glad I was able to get it done.
How did the previous 2 appearances help you just be ready for today, knowing this lineup and matching up with them?
Yeah, I'm familiar with those guys, especially Trent. I faced him a lot when he was over with us, you know, in the minor leagues, on the backfields and things like that. So that helped. But, just the consistent work keeps me locked in.
Devin, overall, the fastball and the changeup, how have you been able to use those 2 pitches and just keep hitters off balance? It feels like these hitters, they can't sit on either pitch right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, is not to be predictable. I feel like people have started to sit on the change more, so I've had to use the fastball more, and, you know, I've been executing, so it's been working well.
Devin, this was a tough way to start the road trip, right? With all the injuries, you're without Josh Hader, you lose Hunter Renfroe, you get walked off Monday night, but to come back and win the series and back-to-back days for you, what does that mean for this team?
You know, it's just a testament to our team. One guy goes out, or the other guy fills in. You know, it's a long season, and we're probably going to have to do some more of that, and I think we're ready for it.
Sophia Minert with Devin Williams yesterday, Bally Sports Wisconsin. Nice win for the crew. Maybe you enjoyed it down at 4th Base on National, 4th Base Restaurant. They've got their sports bar atmosphere, which is what you're expecting. You want to go somewhere and, you know, have a nice adult beverage, perhaps. Maybe get some good food, watch a couple of games. You could do it. They've been doing it for 40-plus years. They did it in the movie Major League. That's the bar from Major League. And also, if you go there, I mean, it's not just the kind of food you might expect at a place like this. It's some of the best food you're going to find in the entire city. We're talking from the steaks to the burgers to the seafood options. They have a deli case, which you can look at everything. It's all grilled to order, made to order, and you're ready to go. It's 4th Base. It's on National. It's a pop fly from the stadium. One cool thing is, over the last couple of years, visiting teams, they get like food catered in. And 4th Base has become one of the go-to spots for these teams to come in. They cook them up food. They cook them up, you know, the meals. And then 4th Base is responsible, CJ and everybody there, responsible for getting that done. So they're feeding the visiting teams that come here. It's pretty cool to see that happen throughout the league. 4th Base, again, on National, right by the ballpark. Devin Williams, what a night for him. What a night, again, for the pitching staff last night. Brewers afternoon, I should say. Either way, 2-1 the victory. Yu Darvish going along pretty good. Aaron Ashby going along pretty good. And then, well, Yu Darvish got taken to left on a double by Rowdy Tellez.
You messed up.
You know what we used to play for that? You probably have no even idea. You don't even care about wrestling, do you?
I don't, unfortunately, no.
Do you know who Kurt Angle is?
I don't, no.
Oh, my God. Do you know him from the Olympics?
No,
He was an Olympic wrestler 25 years ago.
Then no, I don't.
Okay, so this is Kurt Angle's theme song. So what they're chanting is, "You suck." So then we started doing, "You sucks. You sucks." Very clever.
Very well done. I like that.
Yeah. Only the best. But you did not suck. I really wanted Yu Darvish a few years ago. And then he got traded. Where did he go? Did he go to Chicago when he got really bad? There was one spot. Yeah, Chicago signed to that big deal. And he did not have a good start to that contract. And then he got better. I really like Yu Darvish. He's so up and down. Yeah, he is up and down, but I would have totally done it. At the time, I always wanted more pitching. And look at that. Look at the Brewers. Never adding a big pitcher like that. And then picture. And then they have maybe the best pitching staff in the league.
Yeah.
Because it's all like homegrown guys. From Ashby to Woodruff and Burns, and then we kind of count Hader and we kind of count Freddie because they came here so young in their careers. But no Josh Hader for the week, and I don't know when he'll come back. This is a you-take-your-time situation for sure. Devin Williams, though, in his absence, has been very good. At a scoreless ninth the other day, even though they lost Monday, and then did the same thing last couple of nights for saves. The way that Devin Williams was going, his ERA, remember his ERA was up to 12 after four appearances?
Yeah.
And it's sad. He ended the month of April with a 4.32 ERA. His ERA for the month of May is 2.79. That's one game. There was one game against the Reds. He gave up three runs. You take out that game, and he's got maybe 10 appearances with no earned runs in the month of May. So outside of one game, he's been pitching a lot better. He is not Walkeyes since the 10th. He is not, there's just been two games out of his last seven where he's allowed any hits. So he's really been the Devin Williams, I guess, of old. Last year's Devin Williams. Hey, he punched a wall and then he couldn't throw. And I didn't know if that would affect him into the next year or not. And it looked like early that it might have been. It just didn't seem like, you know, things were right for him. And they figured that out. So you can always, you know, find opportunity. The Brewers don't have Josh Hader, just as purely from a baseball standpoint. They don't have Josh Hader, so somebody had to step up. Williams stepped up. Not only was he pitching well this month out of the eighth inning, but they needed him in these big Hader-type spots, and he's been performing. You got to think he's unavailable today, but credit to what he's done so far this week.
Yeah, he's probably not going to be available today or tomorrow, but I really like what I've seen from him the last couple nights where people have kind of started to sit on his changeup a little bit, understanding that the thing's going to break a lot, and they're going to wait and see. They're going to take their chances against his fastball. Last year, he only had to throw his fastball about 33, 34% of the time. This year, it's up to about 43, 44%. So he's having to throw it more, and he's able to get outs with it. I'd like to see him use that four-seamer more at the bottom of the zone, maybe. And because I think what's happened is they know that his changeup drops down and away so crazily that they're looking for the pitch up to try and drive on a fastball. And Robbie Cano last night, he throws one low at the knees, a fastball, and Robbie Cano just stone cold took it. I'd be interested to see if he starts working that in a little bit more. But overall, working off those two pitches, he's looked good. And I think he's having to adjust because the league's adjusting to him. So I think that's part of why he's maybe struggled a little bit this year, but the last couple outings he's looked really good.
Yeah, if you make it big as a pitcher, you almost say you make it big and then you have to make it big again. Like you're good, you perform, and then the league figures you out, and then you have to try to adjust and figure it out again.
Well, and it's just a credit to how good his changeup is. They know it's coming. They can't do anything with it though.
Yeah. I got a new one. Toby sucks. Toby sucks. Wedges down his throat. Potato wedges is what I'm singing. Hey, we're back tomorrow, I think. You're on Rami's show tomorrow?
Big show.
The big show. Wow. The Bart and Tim Shea experience tomorrow at 6. Big show next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.